What do you make of David Beckham's return to competitive action last night?
Yeah, I watched it. It was quite entertaining. You know, I've never seen a player on the bench get so many cutaways in the 75 minutes before he came on. He's a big star. He was brilliantly cheered onto the field by the Paris Saint-Germain fans. And do you know what? He did all right as well. He played just in front of the back four, sitting there, and passed the ball around, which, you know, is his game. And he also had a hand with a lovely flick in for Ibrahimovic's goal, who'd had a stinker, actually, Ibra, which is unusual for him. So, and they won the day, so he didn't let his coach or himself down by a long chalk.
Well, Giggs is still doing it, and he's 40, almost.
Yeah, almost.
And he's still looking good. Yeah. So, you know, Beckham's a child at the side.
Giggs is still quick as well. That's remarkable.
Quick,
well,
isn't it?
Well, that's one of the things I was going to say, because injury cut short your playing days at 33, 34,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
I mean, Beckham he'll be 38 by the time this contract ends. It really looks like he's ready for at least another year or two somewhere else. He could go on till 40. I mean, had things gone differently for you, do you think you could have seen yourself going on until that age?
I think it's more difficult for a striker, and especially a striker like myself who relied a lot on pace and getting in front of people. If you're a playmaker, although, you know, Giggs defies everything because he's just an absolute natural athlete and very lithe, isn't he, and quick. But with someone like Beckham, you know, he's never the quickest anyway. So if he loses another yard or two of pace, it's not going to be so difficult. But it'll be interesting to see how he can perform. I mean, he's been in America for quite a while now, where obviously it was not of such a high standard. It'll be interesting to see how he can perform. Whether he can do it in the starting lineup or not, you know, at this stage of his career, it'll ask a lot of him. But, you know, he obviously keeps himself in good shape. So he's not going to stop. His technique with the ball at his feet is not going to change. It's just whether he can do things as quickly as he used to.
And one final football question, and I can ask you both about this, because I would assume, Barry, are you a Leicester fan as well?
Oh, yes.
There you go. So we're looking at this, it's crackers in the Championship this season. You know, one week you've got, maybe Cardiff have dominated at the top, but Leicester go into the automatic spots, then Hull are in the automatic spots, Middlesbrough might go in the automatic spots. It's Watford in there at the moment, but Leicester are not too far off, are they?
No, but the last two or three results have been awful for Leicester. I don't know what's happened. You know, we were playing so well, you know, up to about 3 weeks ago, and we got beat in the cup game, unexpected. Well, hopefully we should have won that, really. And since then, I don't think we've won a game. We managed to draw on Saturday, but we should have won that.
Missed a penalty.
Yeah.
It's a funny league, isn't it? Anyone, you know, Cardiff appear to be running away with it, and I think we can look forward to welcoming them to the Premier League next season.
There's no catching Cardiff.
No, they're the one team that have maintained consistency right throughout the season. As you said, though, the rest of them, including Leicester, have been up and down. There are spells where you think Leicester are. They've got enough good players. They've got a few quid behind them. They've brought a few in. They were looking good, and then they win five on the trot, and then they lose five on the trot. It's odd, really, but hopefully they can have a good run to the end of the season and grab that second spot. If not, looks like the playoffs.